KB4CPA Mobile.
K4BWA. I hope you haven't gone into shock over the cost of the new one.
I wanted to get those hard plastic ones, you know, but they didn't have all they had with those stupid styrofoam things, so I went ahead and got them because I'm over them tonight, so anyway, and they were just like $297 a piece, so that wasn't too bad. But I got outside and my dang car wouldn't start. My battery was dead. So I got to figure out what's going on. It's not that old. I put it in, I think, this year. I have a couple things plugged into the cigarette lighters, which stays hot all the time, but I unplug them, you know, when I get out of the car. I leave the, I don't know how to say this. I leave the thing plugged in that goes in the socket, but I unplug the cable from the socket. So I don't see how that would be draining it. I just don't know. Anyway, I'll check it when I get home. I've got I can't even talk. I got a voltmeter that reads milliamps, so I'll be able to see what kind of draw is on the battery. And, of course, I'll need to check the alternator output, too.
Here you go. Well, in the meantime, go ahead and get her done, son. The easiest thing to do would be taking up here on Highway 14 to that battery place there on 14 by Mount Lebanon Church Road. Man, they'll throw their stuff on it and check it and tell you exactly what's going on with it, including whether you've got a draw on the system somewhere.
I had one of those at John Finger. It was really nice, I tell you. It was something else. I was really surprised that John got it. but he did, and it sold a lot of batteries. I noticed it was a little sluggish starting, but I just didn't think much about it because I haven't started it in a couple of days, and I don't know. But I guess we'll have to see what happens here.
Well, there you go. All right, listen, I got to jump off here, but I got a couple of projects I'm trying to complete. So just be careful going home. Get that battery checked. I'll catch you later. 73, KN4, VWA, I'm clear.
Yeah, have a good one. KB4CBA Mobile, clear.
KR Mobile.
KN4DJC.
Jerry, how you doing? We're just leaving home this spot and headed towards home.
And from Cleveland, we grandson's in the, I guess he's in the fifth grade, and they had their grandparents stay. That's the last one for us. So they didn't have one last year, and I don't know if they had one the year before last night. I don't remember that, but anyway, he'll be. Moving to middle school next year, so it'll be the last one we had, so we had lunch with him and went to the book fair and did a few other things and just got back home. I've been kind of busy this week. I gave a shout out yesterday, a time or two, but we were over there just about all day yesterday doing other things. And so I'm glad you answered. I want to say hello to you. Hope you and Bernice are doing well.
Same back at you. Well, we both got bad colds. And on top of that, Bernice took a pretty bad spill this morning. She fell. We don't know what on, over her own feet or something down the basement, but she's fine. And but she scared me to death. But when you get older, those falls are not anything to fool around with. I was sitting in the car waiting on her, and Oh, it's a little bit dark down there, but not much. There's a light over the door and the exit door, and then there's windows. But somehow she managed, and about the only fatality was a glass full of ice water, and cleaned the ice up and then went out. We've been to Aldi's and Walmart and met several nice people at both places and got a trunk load of groceries now and an empty pocket.
Stairs are tough sometimes. Howard's not well lighted, but we've only got just one set to the upstairs. We got a crawl space, and I have a basement. But we got one single light up there that light up the top. I've been thinking about running some of those. I saw a setup where somebody runs some LEDs along the baseboard to light up the light up the stairs, at the actual stairs. And ours has got kind of a medium blue carpet on it. We're thinking about taking that carpet off and just maybe putting a runner up there and painting the rest of the thing, same color as the walls and everything else to give us a little more contrast there. But I've seen some nice setups where people illuminated around the baseboards at the rooms and stuff so you could keep them turned down at night but still be able to walk around without bumping into stuff.
Ranger OTR. Well, Jerry, and I'm a little hoarse today. We both got bad colds. I have a couple of lights that I picked up at Costco's years ago, and they were battery heaters, it seemed like, and they got a little round infrared sensor on them. And we got a stair light, but then this one, catches you walking down the stairs, and it's got a whole bunch of LEDs on it, and they're white, and it lights up the top of the stairs, and when there's another one, and it lights up the bottom steps. So it really works out nice, and it's a motion detector. So I bought a couple of wall warts, 5-volt ones, because there were 3 pin light batteries in there, which give it 4.5 volts. And so I put that 5-volt AC power supply on it, hooked them up, and kind of hid the wires. And boy, they work like a champ.
Do something like that. I've been thinking about, we've upgraded the lighting in the house to mostly LEDs and even in the lamps. We just run ours about, our normal ones run about 4,000 or so, maybe 4,000 or 5,000. We don't run to 7,000. 7,000 is a little too bright, but I got 6,000 or 7,000 out in the garage. I got 2x4 panels out there and a 2x4 panels in the kitchen. And the upstairs up here, we need to replace the overhead lights up here with LEDs. We already got them. We just got to find somebody to take the dang thing down. But I try to get the ones that are settable and resettable to different. I don't buy one that's just one temperature. I get the ones where you can change the temperature on them, because I think that's sometimes you need more light, sometimes you don't. Yeah, that blue light is easier to see, but it's not. It's not necessarily what you want to have all the time. I'm a little hoarse today too, but I don't. It may be a little. I hadn't got a cold or anything, but I'm usually hoarse anyway for a few hours every day, it seems like. N0TR, N4DJC.
N0TR. Well, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, any one of those is really 6,000 Kelvins, like daylight. I mean, it's really white. And the ones around the house, I think we run at the 2700s just for table lamp or something. And they lean more towards the red spectrum. But downstairs at night, it's all red. It's kind of pretty to see. My neighbor came over last night to borrow a socket, and we had those on down there. And I said, well, did you bring the marijuana with you? Shoot, he liked it. It's out. He liked it. It's a nice setup. I like the red. It's just like being aboard ship and ready room or the passageways and the cockpits and whatnot. And they were all red. It's easier on your eyes. And Bernice will sit there reading her women's books, you know, magazines and stuff, and don't bother her a bit, does it, Mom? And I like it. It looks pretty cool at night. But I did pick up 3 motion detectors. I haven't used them yet. I got a couple little spots that I'd like a little light in. And there's a strip of LEDs on it, but they're battery operated. Of course, they're pin lights, so it'd be cheap. For $7 a piece at Aldi's the other day, you know, when you go out, there was 3 of them there, and I picked them up. But I don't know if they have any more left now or not. I didn't see them today. But I got a place over there by the hot water tank. I want to put one. And then I got those other kind, you know, that I showed you in the tool cabinets where you just wave your hand under them, and they work real well. And they're about 5,000 or 6,000 Kelvin. But, in the old days, we had to worry about that color temperature when we were taking pictures with that 35-millimeter film. I remember the mercury lights, they turn it plum green. You had to turn them out in the factory and use quartz lights to set up the, and then use tungsten film a lot of times. But I think they were 3,400, those quartz lights. But if you had any mercury lights on, everything was green, Jerry.
Those filters and trying to get the color right. I think now they figure CR85 is about right for keep you normal, what it looks like in regular light. But I think our lamps and stuff are at 3,500, I believe, is what they all are. But I got one up here in this room. It needs to be, I got a fan on it. It's got 3 bulbs, and I'm gonna replace. I got a fairly large LED, round LED, to put up there. Fixture place up there. And I got another one down down at the bottom of the hall down there. That I'm gonna put another one in that way. And I think I may, by the time I add those 2 or 3 in, I think it'll light it up pretty well. Because I'll probably set them about 4,000, maybe 5,000 up here since it's about all we do up here. The grandkids stay up here, I do one or the other. But anyway, I hope Bernice gets the feeling about it. It's just hard to when you tumble around like that, old bones don't take it. If you don't break anything, if you get older, you're lucky either that or you got good bone density, one or the other. That's what the doctor told me. He said, my bone density must be pretty good when I fell that time on the concrete and didn't break anything. I said, well, my wife has always said I was hard-headed. I guess she was right.
Along with that on me, too. Well, she's a farmer, and she's big bone. Thank God for that. And I think that's a plus. It's just like her feet are in good shape and everything, and mine are skinny and narrow and bony. And she's blessed with good health for the most part, Jerry. For the most part, like any of the rest of us, we all got aches and pains. Well, Jerry, we're home. She's coughing, and I'm getting hoarser. And go in, and we've been taking that Mucinex and bought some more at Wally World today. And I just wanted to get out. We've been just staying away from people, and we wore our masks today so we wouldn't infect anybody else, hopefully. And I got to go out and feed and water the chickens and gather up some eggs. It's a beautiful day compared to what it has been, but we sure needed the rain. Carr says it's 54 degrees out there, Jerry. You take care. Maybe I'll catch you down the line some in 4DJC in 0TR73, Jerry.
Tavi, y'all have a good afternoon. Get those groceries in. Both of y'all be careful. Don't want to hear any more stumbling and falling about the household. Have a good afternoon. Maybe catch you a little later on in 0TR in 4DJC.